We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Yom Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Siv Dalet, Zev Zemechaber. In Kara Echad Shnei Psukim, Tzarech Lachzor V'Likra. So if one person got an Aliyah that was only two Psukim, then you need to go back and read again. What does that mean, that you need to go back and read again? The Mishnah Berurah says that this means, is, first of all, if it's talking about where you didn't make the bracha after the Aliyah yet, even if you already closed the Sefer Torah and you were planning on making the bracha, and then you realize that you had only read two psukim, so then you read again without making a new bracha, and you add a third pasuk. But if you had already made the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Emes, so then that kriya is done, and you would need to go back and make a new bracha, and start from the place where you had originally started, since those two psukim did not count. So you start from the original place, and you add a third pasuk in order to get three psukim. If they already called up another guy, and the other guy already made the new bracha, then that guy who's getting the new aliyah should start from where the first guy got his aliyah, since those two psukim didn't count, and he should add a third. And then the guy who got his aliyah that was only two psukim should stand up there and wait. And when the second guy finishes his aliyah and he makes a bracha, then that guy who was waiting there should make a new bracha and continue from where the second guy had finished. Continues the Mechaber, v'im lo karu bein shlosh nanel tisha psukim, if you only read nine psukim, shoshal kol echad, three for each aliyah, einam tzirchem lachzor v'likros, you don't need to go back. V'raila d'ar v'parshas ha'malik, after all we see that by parshas ha'malik, you only read nine psukim, and we don't make you go back. And that's actually l'chatchila, we say nine psukim. But it's clear that b'di'eved, in every other aliyah, if you only read nine psukim, you would not need to go back for it. So it's only l'chatchila that you should read ten psukim, and b'di'eved it will be fine, as opposed to a two-pasuk aliyah, which even b'di'eved we say you need to go back for. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ber HaGra, and the Tshuvas Panim Meiros, who are actually cholik on this, and say that you need ten psukim for each kriyas haTorah, and even ma'akev, and even b'di'eved, if you read less than 10 psukim, you would need to go back. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that even according to the first opinion, which says that b'di'eved, you don't need to go back, still it's best to read three more psukim in order to not have less than 10 psukim of Kriyas HaTorah.